Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I will say this. As far as filtering my kids...
What do you mean?
Well... Like, there was certain music I wasn't allowed to buy or listen to.
Yeah.
There were certain movies or shows my parents really did not appreciate me watching. But at the same, they didn't like me watching television. I had a rule that I was allowed to, like, an hour or a half hour a day of television watching. Because they wanted you out of the house. They wanted you doing stuff.
Yes.
My entire life was spent outside, never in front of a television. So, but I was limited on those things. So, like, if my kids wanted to watch something, it's got, I don't know, brief nudity or cussing or whatever the deal is. As long as it wasn't too far over the line.
Deadpool. That was my...
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be, like, certain things where you go...
Just wait, buddy.
But I was like, look, man, you know most of the stuff. I've heard you on the phone with your friends. I know how you talk. So, look, I'm not... This is not teaching you anything. You might get a laugh out of it, but, and I don't like the fact that you understand a lot of these things.
But you do.
Right.
That's the problem. Like, but you do. Yeah. So there's nothing I can do.
My one daughter was like 12 or 13 years old.
This is a J-Lo movie.
We're watching some movie. I don't know. There's a couple in the front seat of the car.
Oh, no.
And then she disappears. My daughter leans over to me and goes, Dad, is she giving him a mm-hmm? And I was like, Jesus Christ, how do you know that?
Right. I mean, you can't say no.
Yes, but I think this is what this implies.
Yeah. That's...
It seems to be what's happening
okay,
here.
Okay. I'm glad you know that.
Exactly like...
She's just taking a nap, honey.
What the hell, man? Yeah. She's resting.
That's right.
She's sleeping.
She's resting. She's putting her head down for a bit.
Yeah, seriously. The only movie I had a hard time with was Deadpool. Because they weren't really interested in seeing the booby movies and all that kind of thing. They just wanted to see the movies. They saw the Deadpool. It's so, quote unquote, cool. As far as superheroes go, you know, and you see the commercials, and I'm like, bud, man, I get it. I know you want to see it. It's honest to God. Because he's like, well, is it the violence? I said, no, it's not the violence. It's the language. He goes, Dad, I know cuss words. I'm like, but you don't know Deadpool cuss words. And I'm like, I watched it, and I'm laughing my ass off because how he chooses to use them is a lot different. So we finally watched it a year ago, year and a half ago. And he enjoyed the movie, thought it was great, but he looked at me and said, I completely understand.
Then he watched the rest of them after that.
Yeah, and we've blown through them. And I said, look, once we get past the first one, it's good. I just said, look, man.
How about the boys?
As your parents. The boys, no, because the boys is different.
It's I think he would lose his mind laughing at that.
But I don't want enough to explain. It's more the visuals. Yes. Right? Like, dude, I'm not worried about the language on this one because, like, I certainly hear you play your games. I know you know all of this stuff, but they're right.
Yeah. See?
Dude, yeah. Right. Just a man sneezes, this thing happens, some people are covered in stuff, and it's just like, look,
yeah.
I don't want to have to have
I think he would lose his mind.
I think he would too. You know what? I'd
this is awesome.
If he said, I spent the night at so and so's house and we watched a couple episodes of The Boys. I'd ask him what he thought, and then I'm like, all right, man, now I can watch it with you. I just don't want to pop your boy's cherry and have to explain to you exactly why this is funny or gross.
My folks were kind of odd with the censorship of what we were supposed to watch. You know, when we were kids, we weren't allowed to watch The Simpsons with everybody else because same thing. You know, didn't like the way that Bart talked to Homer and didn't want us to emulate that. And that was a big problem with my sisters and I, is we did emulate a lot of what it is that we saw. So like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers, weren't allowed to watch those because we had a trampoline out back and we would always end up fighting Power Ranger style on the trampoline. And I would end up hurting somebody. So that got the kibosh as well. But then as we grew older, I feel like I was like 10 or 11 years old or something like that. And I had seen the movie Whole Nine Yards. And that was Bruce Willis, Matthew Perry.
I remember.
Fun movie. I actually really enjoyed it. That was one of the first movies that wasn't a cartoon. Sure. That was live action that I laughed at, that I thought was funny. It's got the guy from Friends in it. All right, this is cool. I didn't realize how much content was in that movie that I had zero business watching until we went over to my grandparents' house and they showed it to my granddad. They got to a scene that was in there where a few choice words were made and he said the kids need to go. Now, I didn't have the heart to say, I've seen this movie like five times already, Grandpa. There's like there's a gal with her chest out at some point in that movie. I thought it was fake. That's how naive I am about this kind of stuff. But that didn't faze me one bit. I didn't start using the language that they had in that movie.
Right.
I wasn't just like, I want to go see more of that over there. It just,
well,
it was a comedy.
You still know better as a kid. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to just spout off Deadpool to me sitting over dinner. Like, they're not stupid.
Right.
But it's just like, I want to take a hot minute before you watch this. And my parents, their thing was all about TNA. And I've said this before. But
correct. Same as mine.
The first R-rated movie I saw was Alien, right? And I was 10, I think, when it came out. Look, man, my mind was blown in a good and bad way. It was a phenomenal movie. It was a fascinating movie. It opened my mind to all these different possibilities. It also terrified the living piss out of me for about a year and a half after I saw it, all right? So my buddy, he was the first kid I knew with cable, and we got to watch Friday the 13th. Which my parents are worried about because it's a violent slash.
Well, they're also going to show some bris.
We didn't know that, and they did. And I'm like, look, as far as what had a longer-lasting impact in the moment, Alien disturbed me more than the boobs did. The boobs, I'm like, cool, boobs. And that was the beginning and end of it. Alien, I mean, every night I'm like, leave the light on, dude. I'm not, right? So I'm just saying, when you make these judgment calls for your kids, it's hard to know. You know, like Friday the 13th wasn't like gratuitous boobs. It's not a sex movie. It's, well, it's a slasher flick. But there were a pair of boobs, and I do remember that. And I was like, ooh.
Cool.
But I was kind of done. Alien, I mean, every night I'm like, this thing's going to rip out of my stomach and kill me. So, and I've told my parents that since then. I'm like, you picked wrong. That's all, right? If you're trying to,
TNA,
I should have watched, do you
like,
take your kids to see The Exorcist, or do you take them to see, you know, Porky's? Neither one would be great, but it's like, see Porky's. Don't
but
take
all those
CBS
movies had gratuitous nudity in them in a weird way. I was watching last night. They had, I thought I was, my guide said I was watching Christmas Vacation, but it was actually European Vacation.
Okay.
And there's a point where Rusty starts making out with this girl.
Yeah, in Germany.
Yeah, he's supposed to be in,
if I remember,
high school age. And they start kissing and kissing, and the next thing you know, she just rips her blouse off.
Yeah.
It's just like, Jesus, that would not fly now. That would absolutely not fly.
Nor does that actually happen.
No, it
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Does not.
Right.
That's really all that those things do is give you an unrealistic expectation of the encounters that you're going to have later on
in
your life.
And you're not. And you're not.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, but most realistic one would probably be like Fast Times.
What did you say? What was the movie? You said Animal House, and you thought, if you go to college, a panty raid.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, like, it was so common. It happened in, like, I feel like every college movie there was panty
raids. Always,
always. It's like, this is just part of growing up.
Or there's a peephole in the women's locker room.
Right,
or...
you don't think that you're sexually assaulting people, which you are.
No, right? You absolutely
are. Or voyeurism. You're just like, oh, no, that's what you do. You drill a hole and watch them shower.
Well, so my brother goes to college 5 years before me, and I'm asking him about it, thinking it's going to be like that. It's like, dude, it's nothing like that. Like, all I do is study, right? He's like, yeah, there's hot chicks and all that, but it's like, it doesn't make me attractive.
But like, they're not even like in the movies. They're just hot chicks. They're not like trying to get with you and, oh my.
Yeah,
they're
slutting
themselves out.
He's like,
they're all getting drunk at the sorority party. Mm-hmm. No.
He's like, no. Yeah. That's
RoboCop was a bad one for me.
How so?
Because remember in the beginning, I mean, spoiler alert, but the beginning of RoboCop, however that cop dies.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, he's like melting, and then the car hits him. Like, I don't know why my parents let me watch that scene.
Because there's no boobs.
There's no boobs, but you're right. And the rest of it is just a robot cop shooting stuff.
Yeah.
But that scene horrified me. Same thing, like you're saying, like the alien thing. For months, that, and I'll always remember an Untouchables when they write touchable in blood.
Yeah.
Just screaming, like, oh, my God.
I think the closest thing to those comedies back in the day that I've seen lately, within the past 25 years, is Harold and Kumar.
Yeah.
Even if it's a guy with a huge bush.
Old school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, old school had old a little school, bit of that too.
Yeah, they had the naked wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
true. How Blue died.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're having a couple movies that kind of capture that comedy and still, you know, nudity element, I guess.
A lot of it, like you said, you know, RoboCop, it's the visuals a lot that I think as parents we just kind of overlook, but
my dad didn't though.
What do you mean?
When I was growing up, that while we're talking out loud about it, I remember there was one movie, I don't remember which one it was, like, it was a Bruce Willis movie. It was a war movie of some kind. But there was one particular scene. Now, people are getting blown up. People are getting shot all over the place. And I can watch this movie. But there was one point. I still haven't seen this part of the movie, mostly just because I forgot about it. But there comes a point where it obviously just got so intense and so devastatingly horrific as far as the imagery that he sent me out of the room every time.
I can believe
that. This is the part that you don't get to watch because this is stuff that sticks with you. And his whole idea, same thing with what you were saying, you know, the TNA and all that, that's going to come and that's going to go. Maybe you watch it when I'm not here, sure. Sort of a thing, right? But with those are things that can't be unseen.
No, you can't.
Well, it's also back to what Steve was saying about, you know, like what affects you more. Like you could watch Poltergeist and you could say, like, I don't want you watching this one part. Well, it's the clown under the bed for me.
Right. Yeah,
that would be the part
specifically. But you would say that's fine. You can watch Clown Under the Bed. It's not a big deal. Freak me the F out.
I'll tell you,
what you try to guard from is not necessarily what your kids digest and really take in.
The first time I saw my kid kind of bug out at a visual, it's a freaking Marvel movie. And I don't remember which one it was, but Thanos was in it. All right? So I don't know which one it was, but he's doing this thing at the end, and he's kind of changing reality, so to speak.
Yeah, I got
the people are kind of crumbling and all that. And the alien-looking chick with the antennas, I can't explain it, but like her face kind of cubed out. And like, my kid had a hard time with that. And I didn't expect him to have a hard time with that. And go like, you know what, man? It was a weird scene. That stuck with him. Flip side, I'm watching Jurassic Park. T-Rex grabs a lawyer, shakes his ass, and that. Kid's like, all right! Because he can imagine something being eaten, but you can't imagine an alien's head being cubed. And I just thought, like, damn, it's hard to figure out what it is that's going to stick with
it. It's like being a goalie. You know what I mean? You don't know where the shot's coming
right,
from.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Tara Daly, Steve Mixon, Daily Mix Morning Show coming up. We're going to sit and spin. Today, for your listening pleasure, we have the 10 best Christmas songs of all times. And your email's coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.